is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to attorney Nabila Verje, attorney, first name Nabila, N-A-B-E-E-L-A, last name is V-I-R-J-E-E, of the firm Plews, Shadley, Raker, and Braun, Plews, P-L-E-W-S, Shadley, S-H-A-D-L-E-Y, Racker, R-A-C-H-E-R, and Braun, B-R-A-U-N. The address is 1346 North Delaware Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46202. Dear Ms. Verje, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Sarita Hughes, please note the following medical letter, period. Sarita is capital S, small a, capital R-I-T-A, last name Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. On September 24th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 41-year-old female who is involved in an automobile accident on or about May 11th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was rear-ended at a stop, period. The patient was in a 2016 Chevy Malibu and was hit by a Dodge Avenger, which is a sports car, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. She hit her right knee on the steering column, period. She had immediate pain in her neck and later in the day had pain in her low back, period. She had pain in her right knee as well as her bilateral wrist, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having pain and difficulties involving the cervical and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was told she had a pinched nerve. She was treated with physical therapy and medicine, period. The pain is described as constant, period. It is a throbbing and stiffness type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm to the wrists, period. She also has occasional numbness and tingling in her arm, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with medication, physical therapy, and 2 ablations, period. The pain is described as intermittent, occurring 2 to 3 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain radiates to the bilateral hips, period. It also initially she had pain down her right leg, but that was resolved with ablation, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen at MedCheck and Speedway. She had x-rays. She was treated and released, period. Approximately 1 week later, she saw her family doctor at Geist Family Medicine, and she was referred to physical therapy at community rehab in the HealthPlex, period. She was seen there several times and was seen by a spinal doctor, who is affiliated with Community North, period. She was seen there a few times, and they discussed ablation and was advised to continue physical therapy, period. She had a dye injection where they marked the areas bilaterally for later ablation, which did occur, period. She states she had a left ablation in June of 2022, and at the same facility in September of 2022, had the right side ablated, period. The last ablation was done at by a different surgeon at Community East, period. She had follow-up with the spinal doctor and follow-up with her family doctor and restarted physical therapy on her neck, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, woodwork, comma, driving a few minutes, comma, walking over 5 minutes, comma, housework, comma, lifting over 50 pounds, comma, sleep, comma, and standing over 15 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include Adderall and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for attention deficit disorder as well as G6PD deficiency, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for the wrist, comma, and ablations of the low back times two for this injury, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident around 2008, but did not have injuries. She was seen at MedCheck once with no treatment or permanency, period. In January of 2024, she was involved in an automobile accident where this accident aggravated her prior neck problems from the automobile accident of May of 2021, period. The auto accident of January 24 also aggravated her pre-existing low back pain from this automobile accident of May of 2021, period. From the January 2024 automobile accident, she had physical therapy up until May of 2024, period. In the auto accident of January of 2024, her car was totaled in her rear end injury, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a human resource worker full-time, period. She does work full-time but does cope with the pain, period. She did not miss any work from this accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Results from urgent care day of the automobile accident, May 11th, 2021, MedCheck Speedway. Patient presents for evaluation for MVA that occurred this morning, period. She was rear-ended at a stoplight, period. She has right wrist pain, comma, right-sided neck pain that radiates and is tight with spasm down into the right shoulder and also the bilateral lower back pain, period. Abnormalities documented on physical examination consistent with this injuries. X-rays of the cervical spine, impression, normal cervical spine radiographs. X-rays of the lumbar spine were negative for fractures. X-ray of the right wrist was within acceptable limits, period. Their diagnostic impressions were 1, motor vehicle accident, 2, neck pain, 3, acute wrist pain, right, 4, acute bilateral low back pain without sciatica, period. Office visit from Community Spine Center, November 1st, 2022. Returns today for follow-up of her back pain, period. She had right and left L3, comma, L4, comma, and L5 medial branch radiofrequency neurotomies on June 28, 2022 and September 8, 2022, respectively, period. The right-sided worked great, period. The left side has not seemed to help thus far, period. She had an MRI of her cervical spine on October 19th, 2021, which showed 1, straightening of the normal cervical lordosis, 2, C5-6 mild central disc protrusion, 3, C4-5 tiny central disc protrusion, period. MRI of the lumbar spine on October 5th, 2021 showed 1, partial sacralization of the vertebra, period. Number 2, no acute changes, no acute findings, period. Later in the report, they state she continues to have pain across her low back and in the right side of her neck, period. She did have issues with her neck or back prior. She did not have issues with her neck or back prior to the accident, period. Office visit, Community Spine Center, September 21st, 2021. Has right-sided neck pain and low back pain that started after a car accident, period. She has tried and had inadequate response to greater than 6 weeks of conservative treatment, including physical therapy. Based upon the results, she may be a candidate for a trial of spinal injections, period. Community Physician Networks Family Medicine, August 17th, 2021. 38-year-old female who presents today for a video visit, period. Patient was restrained driver and MVA in May, period. Has had low back pain, which radiates at times to her knee, period. Tried rest, ice, NSAIDs, and physical therapy, period. Assessment 1, lumbar radiculopathy, 2, MVA, 3, ADD. They did an ambulatory referral to the spine center. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 11th, 2021, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, examination of the skin revealed a 3-centimeter horizontal scar involving the left dorsal wrist due to an old cyst removal, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees, extension 22 degrees, side bending by 24 degrees on the left, 16 degrees on the right, rotation diminished by 20 degrees on the left, and 26 degrees on the right, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the neck, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the neck, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, as noted on her radiographic studies, period. There was diminished strength noted in the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination was abnormal with heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. Heat and tenderness noted, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4, remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. The patient was unable to walk on her heels, period. There was diminished strength in the right great toe, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, cervical trauma, pain, strain, radiculopathy, and herniated nucleus pulposus at C5-6 and C4-5, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, pain, strain, and radiculopathy. Number three, right knee trauma and pain resolved. Number four, bilateral wrist trauma and pain resolved, period. The above four diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of May 11th of 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient has a 14% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 16% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of May 11, 2021, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have persistent pain and diminished range of motion in the neck and low back for her entire life, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised to have additional steroid injections in her neck as well as more physical therapy, period. This suggestion was by her treating doctors, period. Cost of additional spinal injections will be approximately $4,000, period. Ongoing over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories will be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. As the patient ages, I suspect she will need surgical intervention for the two herniated discs at C5-6 and C4-5, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.